Following weeks of protest, during which dozens of people were reportedly killed, Kenya President William Ruto withdrew a finance bill intended to raise $2.7 billion in revenues, most of it from tax increases, to pay off debts, and announced a compromise. Speaking to the nation Friday, Ruto said the new plan is to cut $1.39 billion from the budget and borrowing the difference. To make it work, Ruto said his government has taken actions with immediate effect.
47 state corporations with overlapping and duplicating functions will be dissolved. The decision to fill the position of chief administrative secretaries is hereby suspended. The number of advisors in government shall be reduced by 50% within the public service with immediate effect. Budget lines providing for the operations of the Office of the First Lady, the spouse of the Deputy President, and the Prime Cabinet Secretary will be removed.
And there's more.
Public servants who attain the retirement age of 60 shall be required to immediately proceed on retirement with no extensions. The purchase of new motor vehicles by the government is suspended for 12 months, except for security agencies. All non-essential travel by state and public officers is hereby suspended.
Some of the actions were on a list of demands by protesters. Ruto also says that he has appointed an independent task force to carry out a comprehensive forensic audit over the country's public debt.
This audit will provide the people of Kenya with clarity on the extent and nature of our debt, how public resources have been expended, and will also recommend proposals for managing our public debt in a manner that is sustainable and does not burden future generations.
Nearly 40 people have died and 360 people have been injured nationwide since the protests started 3 weeks ago, according to Kenya National Commission on Human Rights. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.